She and her guests will be sharing their information with us on a monthly basis to make sure that, well, we walk out the door feeling good and styling it up. This for men and women to boot. Today's topic, shopping while traveling. Today's guest, Michelle Crick. We'll call you fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper. You've paid your dues. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good. How have you spent your days in the business of fashion?
Well, I've been in the business 30 years and worked in many, many great retailers. And about a year ago, I started my own business, and I'm doing styling for clients.
Great. So I trust men and women can take advantage of your expertise?
Definitely. Men and women all need to be looking good and feeling good.
And you're not going to cost me a fortune, are you?
No, I think there is. You know, it's interesting from a styling perspective, there is a stigma about a stylist being expensive.
True.
And, you know, the fact is that there is a cost to it, but there's a cost to having a tax man. There's a cost to having a hairstylist. There's a cost to a lot of things that we spend our money. And I think one of the most important things, you can actually save some money when you look at how to use your wardrobe efficiently and how to be able to shop effectively.
Yes. And one more bit for your credibility. I mean, you worked with Nordstrom, Marshall Fields, Macy's, and I think, didn't you recently run the women's apparel at Meijer?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did that for the last 5 years.
So do you shop on vacation?
I do. I'm a big fan of shopping on vacation.
Let's talk shopping while traveling, because obviously we get the knickknacks, but literally shopping on vacation. Why is this special?
Well, it's interesting you say the knickknacks, because that's what people usually think about when they go on vacation. They buy the magnets, they buy the little things with the names of the place they were in. But honestly, vacations are quite special, and we frankly don't take enough of them. There's more and more talk about spending money on experiences and memories versus things. But taking a moment to do a little shopping when you travel can be a very special memory of your trip. The items you choose can be a strong reminder of your trip, your experiences, and of course, the part I really love is who you were with on that trip.
And that is part of the memory. But it's good to shop, I would think, and bring those memories home. So let's get into a couple of tips and tricks to, I guess, literally have fun and a unique experience. Start with me before the trip.
There's two things to look at before a trip. Number one, when you're packing for your trip, you have to leave a little room in your suitcase for your new goodies. And I think a lot of people overpack. And so as a stylist, I work with my clients and I will pack for their vacations. And when we pack for their vacation, there's a couple things we do to make sure that you have room. Number one is you build an itinerary. So you make sure you know exactly kind of what you're doing. You don't have to know exactly, but you have to have a guideline. And a lot of times people overpack because they haven't thought about their vacation, what they're going to do, and they throw a ton of stuff in their suitcase. And it's just frankly too much. If you build that itinerary, it helps you put together kind of what outfits you need. And then you throw a couple in for extra. But leaving that extra room in your suitcase, then you can bring those special goodies home. I think the second thing is going through your wardrobe. And you want to look and say, and even your house, and say, what things am I missing? Mm-hmm. So when you're going on vacation, if you have a lot of gold jewelry and you don't have a lot of silver, that's something to look at. I'm not suggesting you make a list of things you buy on your vacation. It's more about, well, gosh, I could use some special silver piece, or gosh, I wish I had a new dress or something. But you don't really want a list, because you want to be able to experience the moment and find something special, and making a list takes that away.
All right, let's move on to exploring during the trip.
So when you walk to your destination and experience the city, mm-hmm. you really get a feel for the area. You not only get that, but you get exercise. You start understanding the layout of city and the unique intricacies of each area you experience. So walk to your destination and experience your city. Number two, wear comfortable clothes and shoes. But when I say that does not mean lose focus on looking chic and unique. Mm-hmm. You cannot look sloppy. And I think a lot of people on vacation sometimes dress a little sloppy, but there's ways that you can really look comfortable and happy and still feel like you're looking trend right. And there's a lot of things going on with tennis shoes. And that tennis shoe trend is so cool. And today I even have a dress on with some tennis shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that for comfort or for style, my friend?
It's both. And that's what's so great about the tennis shoe trend is you can do both. So feel free to like put some fun things like that together and you still look cool but yet comfortable.
Yes, we have to be proud of being Americans, especially when we're traveling the Europe world. All right, bring me now to shopping during the trip, Michelle.
There's a couple things here. Number one, shop unique. Don't go to stores that you've been to. You can go to stores in your own city when you're home. Try to find unique shops and think about specialty stores. And there's something very special to shopping local when you're somewhere. You're supporting local businesses and it just feels good. You start to really talk to people. You understand like what the vibe is and just get a feel for the city. Also buy unique. So look for unique pieces you can't find at home. You know, if you already have a black belt at home, do you need to buy another black belt when you're on vacation? Maybe it's that special ring. It's that special dress. It's that special sweater. Something maybe you've never wanted to try at home because you thought, oh, I can't wear that. But once you're on vacation, if you buy something unique and special, it brings back the memories of your trip. It brings back who you were with. And you have a little more kind of freedom to do some things you maybe want to try.
Yep. You also wanted to talk about, which is, kind of falls in the same line, shopping with a purpose.
Yes. So shopping with a purpose is really important because when you're out there, ask locals for cool and trendy restaurants. Like sometimes I feel like when you go to the places that are expected and you do the tourist things, you don't really get the flavor of the cities that you're in. When you're shopping local and you start asking the locals about their favorite places, unique places to visit, places to eat, you just get a really great feeling of the city and the town, and it makes your trip more special also.
Michelle Crick with us, fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper. What's the name of your business, Michelle?
Michelle Crick Style.
Branding's good. Styling your wear. Our conversation we are having, talking about shopping while traveling. All right, if you can share a couple maybe of your examples from recent shopping trips. Goodness gracious, Greece?
Yes, I was recently in Greece. I happen to have a big birthday coming up this year. So my friends and I went to Greece, and I ended up walking into this store, and I saw this beautiful ring. It was a bezonine ring, and it's very vintage looking. It had gold and silver combined, which is a lot of mixed metals happening right now. And it had this beautiful blue stone. And I had that moment where I knew that was the ring. So that was the ring for my Greece trip. It meant a lot to me. I knew that I would always remember when I put that ring on my friends that I was with, my special friends, for this special trip in this special place. And that's what shopping can do for you when you travel. It's not about things. It's about that memory that you get when you look at that item and think about your friends, your trip, your place. So that was a special one for me for sure. And then what also happened on that trip, I'll share really quickly, is I'm always a big fan of going with your gut on your purchases when you're traveling. And we started out in Santorini, and my girlfriend had found this ring that she loved. I bought it. I loved it. And she kept thinking about it, but she didn't buy it. Yep. And sure enough, the whole rest of the trip, all she could do was talk about this ring that she didn't buy. And what I mean by that is it was a special moment for her. We were in Santorini. We were all together. It's not just about the things. And she thought, that is my style, and I want something that's going to fit my style for that memory. Mm-hmm. Well, I told her, I said, well, let's look for something along the way. But once you pass where you are, you usually cannot find it. If you can believe it, we did find it in the last location we were in on another island. So it was kind of exciting. But feel like if you love something, go with your gut, buy it. And if you don't love it, don't buy it, because then you're going to regret it later. So just really go with your gut.
Yeah. Colorado Springs, you also have a story here?
Yeah. So this is another special piece. So I do believe shopping while traveling is important, but this story tells a little bit about shopping while you're in your hometown. So I was shopping while traveling. I visited my mom, and we ended up going to the downtown area in Colorado Springs. And I wanted to explore the area. My mom hadn't really explored it yet. So when we went down there, we found these bracelets that had words on them. And so they were really fun and unique. And so we started to have just this moment where we were just having a really good time looking at the jewelry and reading all the words on there. And my mom picked one out for me, and it said anything but ordinary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought that was very special.
Is that Michelle Crick?
Yes. But it was special that my mom picked it out and that she saw that about me. And so that made it very special. So every time I wear that bracelet, I'll think of my mom. I'll think about our trip to Colorado Springs. And it's just special. So, but she made it a special day even in the town she was in. So don't feel like you have to just make these trips about traveling. You can also do a special trip in the town you're in and make it a day. Make it fun. Make it exciting.
Awesome, Bella. Get out and explore this world. All right, I guess that was kind of your take-home message is, you know, it's okay to shop, but yet make it memorable.
Yes, 100%.
All right, Michelle, again, playing with you on a monthly basis, michellecrickstyle.com. You do all kinds of fun things for us.
I do. I do closet analysis, styling sessions, personal shopping. It's really whatever you need to do. And what I'm also doing is if you mention this radio interview, you'll actually get one free hour, which is worth $100 of styling. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Michelle Crick Style. And my website is michellecrickstyle.com.
Great. Man, might have to take advantage of that myself.
I think it'll be fun.
Michelle Crick, thank you very much. We'll speak again. And again, appreciate what you do wearing tennis shoes with your pretty outfit. Take care.